Good evening. The Mechaber in Sif Ches continues, Over Zmanoi, once you've already passed the time, if you hire a worker, you neglect to pay him on time, you're over the Yisr Baal Talin, your Mavat will be on with you Tinskari. But Zog the Mechaber, once you've already been over the Yisr, once the correct time has already passed, then in HaBaal Bayis over Mishum Baal Talin. Going forward, the Baal Bayis is not over Baal Talin. Baal Talin is a one-shot Yisr. You miss, you don't pay bismana, you're over the Isser. It is not a constant Isser. Whether a person delays and pays a day late, a year late, a decade late, as far as Hovas Baal Talin, it will not make any difference. You're not constantly over, it's just that first Zman that the Isser applies. In Bardashans it says, Ad Baker. So Ad Baker, Baker Rishon, Bimashma, the Gemara learns from there that the Isser is only that first morning, that first day. Afterwards, the Isser will not apply. Now, nevertheless, what person should not get too excited and think that if I missed the Zman, I was over Baal Talin, so now, well, great, I don't have to pay anymore, and there's no Isser anymore. So on this, the Mechaber continues that although the Isser Baal Talin will not apply, you still have an obligation to pay immediately, it's past due, the worker is entitled to his payment. Although the Yisr Baal Talin, we have that special drasha that applies only that first man, that first day. But when, with respect to the Yisr Baal Talin L'Reicha, that is not limited to a specific time frame. And whenever you're asked and you refuse to pay, you will be over the Yisr. There's no limit to how many times you can be over the Yisr for one job, one paycheck. Now, based on this, it comes out a very interesting halacha. Say a person hires a worker. Worker does the job. At the end of the day, he wants to get paid. The Baal Bayis, Me'ez Tam Shu, does not pay the worker. He's over the Isser of Baal Talin. The next day, the Baal Bayis goes out and hires another worker. The worker does his job well. At the end of the day, he wants to get paid. And at the same time that he comes to get paid, yesterday's worker also comes and demands payment. Now, the Baal Bayis looks in his wallet, and he sees he has enough money to pay one of the two workers. What's the halacha? So, apisvar, you would think that the first worker, the one of the older, should have kedima. And we find the concept, if you borrow money, so there is a concept of kedima, where the Baal Chayv Mokdim comes first, because he's the one that lent the money first, he has kedima. So one would think, perhaps, that the worker that from yesterday should get kedima. However, Zakta Chavetz Chaim, let's take a step back. The worker that did the job yesterday, you should have paid him yesterday. And if you didn't pay, you're over the Yisr Baal Talin. But now if you delay again, will Baal Talin apply? No. Like we said before, Baal Talin, you're only over that first day. Mashenkin, this second worker, the one that just worked for you today, he just finished the job. If you don't pay him today, you're going to be over in Yisr Baal Talin. So you're faced with a situation where you have two obligations. If you have enough money for both, you clearly have to pay both of them. But over here, you only have enough money for one. So over here, we apply the rule that if one iser or one debt has Baal Talin attached to it, the other does not, you give kedima to the one which is more chamer, the one that has Baal Talin attached to it. And therefore, the halacha would be that you pay today's worker, the current worker, in order to avoid being over the Yisr Baal Talin, and the older worker will have to wait until you actually have the funds available to pay him. Now, this an interesting twist to this. There was a dentera once involving a moysid that owed money. They had their payroll, and the moysid basically took the position that it's true we have a lot of chayvus. We owe many people money. We can't afford to pay them. And we want to meet our current obligations first because, you know, we need the moysid to continue. So it comes out that as a matter of halacha, they have the right to do that. If they have current workers, a current worker has a claim of Baal Talin. If you don't pay them, you're over the Yisr. The old debts, even if it was debts that came from a worker, you have to pay them. But the Yisr Baal Talin no longer applies. You've gone past the Yisr Baal Talin. So therefore, in such a case, the Moisid is right, and they have the right to say we're paying current workers before we're going out back and paying people who are owed back wages. However, this applies only if the yeshiva keeps current. and they're paying their workers bizmanoi. The Rebbe, the end of the month, they're ready to pay. However, if the yeshiva Moravshach is not paying bizmanoi, they're paying even a day late. Once you've gone past that day, there's no longer Mr. Baltalin, and therefore everyone in that case would be in the same boat. Everyone would have the same level of kadima, and the organization would not have the right necessarily to say, I want to pay this worker over any other particular worker.